Yes, thank you very much. I think this is an excellent idea, and it clearly fits within the global remit of the work of the Luxembourg Protocol and, of course, the model rules, and as we can see from participation here today. First of all, the official languages of the UN, for those of you who don't know, are English, French, Russian, which are also the ECE languages and the languages in which we have documents to date in. But the other three languages are Chinese, Arabic, and Spanish, which are not normally languages in which we translate our documents because we don't normally have a budget allocation under the regular budget to do this. So we will have to make a request for that. That will go to the working party, but then because it's an administrative process, it also has to go to the Inland Transport Committee and probably even further up the food chain because it's a very specific budgetary request. So I cannot guarantee that will go through. In reference to the comment from UNIDROIT, if there is a version in Spanish that can help our translators, that is always extremely welcome. So if you have the ability to do a Spanish translation or other language translations, we would be very happy to receive that. And in lieu of the UN meatball being stamped on top of the publication, we can in any case put it on the website as a UNIDROIT translation or another translation. I will check with our colleagues in the interpretation services because usually with some other entities we directly accept their translations. I don't know who is on that list, but we accept them as official UN translations. So I will look into that and see how that works. But I think that is a separate discussion to get the request to have documentation going forward in all six of the UN languages. I don't know if you want to come back in, Anna, before I talk about the hybrid aspects as well.